Hallelujah. I tell you, He's come to heal us. There's so many needs that need to be met here tonight. So many lives that are in a turmoil. So many problems that man cannot fix. Doctors can't fix. But if we could just look to Jesus, I want you to know Jesus can fix it. Hallelujah. Jesus can fix it. He's the one that came to repair, to make new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what's prohibiting us from praising Him tonight? Thank you, Lord. Oh, our arms too heavy. Is our voice too weak?
Thank you, what you already done, Lord.
Hallelujah. So wonderful to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. Just to see these gifts that the Lord has given to the church. Hallelujah. Oh, what a pastor. What a pastor. Deliver the word to us tonight. Oh, and then the anointed singing of other ministers, evangelists, and preachers. Those are gifts the Lord's given to us. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for those gifts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we don't really have to follow some kind of a plan or a program. We just like to entertain what the Lord's already doing for us. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I feel the presence of the Lord here tonight. Oh, if we could just recognize. Like those two that walked with Jesus, they didn't recognize who He was. They said, didn't our hearts burn within us while we walked with Him by the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures? They didn't know that they had spent so much time with the Son of God. Oh. How would you feel if you'd spent a few hours in the very presence of God Himself? Would your heart burn inside of you? Would your heart burn inside of you like my heart is burning inside of me right now? I feel His presence. Oh, I feel His presence to heal and to save. I feel His presence to sanctify. I tell you, we've got it in our thinking that a lot of sanctification doesn't need to take place, but it does. You know, when they went into that Holy of Holies, where the very presence of God, the Shekinah glory, dwelt. What happened there? The blood was applied to the mercy seat once a year. That's where sin was dealt with. When we come to the house of God, we recognize this is the Holy of Holies. Where the very Shekinah glory, where the very presence of God comes. And dwells with us. But sin's got to be dealt with right there. Sin has to be dealt with first. Some blood has to be shed. It has to be applied to that mercy seat. And then the glory of God comes down. Hallelujah. I'm glad that the Lord deals with our sin. Aren't you? I'm glad that the Lord saw to it to deal with my sin. I'm glad that he dealt with the sin of one that nobody was even really seemed like concerned about. But there was a God in heaven who was looking down on a long-haired rock and roll hippie freak. And he wanted to have compassion on me. And he did have compassion. And he saved me. And he set me free. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's something to be excited about. That's something to give a praise about. That's something to lift up a hand and say thank you, Jesus, about. Oh, but Brother Rick, my salvation wasn't as dramatic as yours. But the same Son of God had to die on that same cross and have those same nails driven through his hands and feet, and that same crown of thorns thrust upon his head, and that spear through his side, and that scourge on his back. The same atonement had to be made for one as vile as I was, for whatever sin you were involved in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's rich tonight. I'm telling you, it's rich. Oh, it's rich. Hallelujah. If you're not feeling what I'm feeling, maybe you need to move up here a little closer. Hallelujah. Well, God is omnipresent, Brother Rick. That's right. But God's got some favorite places, too. Just like that Holy of Holies. That was a favorite place for the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe God has a place for us tonight. Be thankful to Him. I'm thankful tonight to be here in the house of the Lord. We're thankful to be here. It's been a little bit of a journey for us coming back here. But we've been through some things that the Lord has helped us through every step of the way. Hallelujah, brother. Collins was talking tonight about a little bit too much kissing going on. It's a little hard sometimes for children to leave mama, leave daddy. So before I ever got married, before I even thought about it, I talked to my dad and I told him I'd like to build a house. And he said, well, you can have all this land here that's part of my dad's ranch. And we talked about it. And so my dad, his word is his bond. And I just took his word for it. And so when we got married, we didn't have a place to live. But I spent a lot of time thinking about what kind of a house we wanted, that we was going to build. And Lynn and I had talked about it, and so we just we took out a loan and we bought some materials and we started building a house. And I believed that that's what I was supposed to do, but turns out it really wasn't the will of the Lord. It was just a wish that I had. It was just something that I wanted to do. And I thought it would be convenient for us, and my mom and dad, they could look after our things, look after our place there while we were gone. We weren't even planning on spending much time there, but I didn't realize how much time it was going to take for us to build us a house. The days went by, and it was so hot last summer, we started building. We told y'all about it. We had already gotten an intimation from my folks, from my mother, that they really didn't want us to live there. It's not because that they didn't love us. But it's because of how we believe. You see, when I got saved, I didn't know anything about holiness except what the Lord showed me. Showed me how to repent. Showed me that I need to forsake sin. and showed me that I needed to cut myself off from, forsake all the things that I knew were evil influences on my life. And I like to watch TV. I mean, I just spend a lot of time, just like most people do today. But when I got saved, the Lord just showed me so many things. And one of the things He showed me was that He didn't want me watching that television anymore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. And the salvation that the Lord wrought for me. So wonderful. So beautiful. So precious. The ones that have been forgiven much, love much. And I've been forgiven so much. A drug addict. Drug dealer. My friends were drug dealers. I've seen so much evil. I've seen so many people sticking needles in their arms, shooting drugs into their body. You tell me the presence of Satan is not as real and powerful there as the presence of God is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
That depression, that sense of hopelessness, takes a hold of people so deep. They commit suicide. They commit murder. Don't play games with the devil. But I'm thankful on February the 10th, 1980, the Lord had mercy on one lost and wretched sinner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, salvation is the most wonderful thing that can happen to an individual. That glory. That freedom, that forgiveness. Hallelujah. 3 of the greatest words in the human language, I forgive you. Jesus spoke those words to me. I forgive you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, and to have that burden of sin taken off of you. The freedom. Hallelujah. The joy. The love of God. Hallelujah. Just still a construction worker, but I'd go on the construction jobs and the presence of the Lord would come by on those construction jobs and I'd find me some little closet somewhere, some little room somewhere where nobody was, and I'd go in there and I'd just begin to cry and weep and thank Jesus and the Holy Ghost would sweep through my soul. Oh, those wonderful rivers of love and tenderness and joy unspeakable that's full of glory. Hallelujah. How long has it been since you felt those waves of love? Hallelujah. I tell you, that's what we need to feel. Charles Finney talked about it. He called them baptisms of love. Liquid love. Words cannot express that feeling. And so for me to go back to the home where I was living, and just to do things that I knew was unpleasing to the Lord, wouldn't do. It wouldn't do. And so I made a covenant with the Lord that when I came home from work, I wouldn't go and sit in front of the TV with my mom and dad. Because that's what they did every night. From the time they got home until the time they went to bed, they were watching TV. I couldn't do that. So I'd go back to my room. I'd read my Bible. I'm thankful I've got a Bible. Hallelujah. I've given Bibles to Ukrainian people that have never owned, never touched the Word of God. Never had their own copy of God's Word. They dreamed about it. They thought about it. They wished for it. And every once in a while, somebody would come by who had a Bible or maybe had some pages from a Bible that they had hand-copied out by hand. In even one instance, we saw a Bible, a complete Bible, in longhand. And somebody had written out by hand. Hallelujah. And we've got access to so many Bibles here, it boggles the mind. Commentaries, good writings of brethren and that have gone on before us. And we can sit down and read and just feast on the wonderful things of God. Why can't we be thankful tonight that we've got a Bible? Hallelujah. Oh, just don't let it be a dust collector, but open up the pages of that immortal book. Oh, it's the only book that can teach you how to live forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I read my Bible. I prayed. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to communicate with God. But from a clean heart that the Lord had made clean, I talked to Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful that we can talk to the God who made this universe? When's the last time you talked to the Lord? When's the last time you had a conversation with the one who loves you more than anybody in this whole universe? Hallelujah. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Talk to God. Thank you, Lord, that you let us talk to you. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to do like those Orthodox and Catholic folks do over there in Russia and Ukraine and think that they've got to go to a priest and talk to a priest, and then maybe the priest can talk to Mary or somebody else, and then Mary can talk to Jesus, huh? We can go straight to God. Hallelujah. Don't have to go through some other person. But we can pray and we can communicate with the Lord. Hallelujah. Lena was talking to me on our drive up here, and she was talking about how she had gotten a ride to her hometown one time, and in that car was an Orthodox priest, and this priest spent 2 hours of that ride, supposed to be a minister of the Lord, spent 2 hours talking about the most vile, corrupt, and perverted things that he had been doing that you could ever dream or imagine. The conversation started out with me asking her, what did the priest do with the money that's given them over there? When he got out of that car at the location where he was going, they opened up the trunk and he had two bags. And those bags was filled with vodka. You think I'm going to go to somebody like that and try to get them to talk to the Lord for me? Uh-uh. I'm going directly to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to Jesus myself. Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful for those that can pray for us and help us and encourage us along. But you know what? The saints need to discover that they need to pray for themselves sometime. Try to get somebody else to do all your praying for you. You gotta pray for yourself. You gotta do your own praying. You gotta spend your own time in communication with God. You got to have your own relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have a relationship with the God of this universe. Hallelujah. Read my Bible, prayed. And just spent time with the Lord. And just thinking about the good things that He'd done for me. Well, Mom and Dad got upset with me. You don't want to fellowship with us. I do want to fellowship with you, but not on those terms. And so over the years, the Lord has helped me. And through the mercy of God, I came out of the Baptist church and found a fellowship of people who wanted to live right, wanted to do right. Hallelujah. They call me strange, weird, a fanatic, a freak. Even my ministers in the church I was in thought I was off my rocker. I tell you what, they'll think that about you if you just want to read your Bible and pray all the time. Hallelujah. Come to the house of God and hear the anointed singing and the praises and the worship and the testimonies and the testifying. I tell you, I experienced all the things the world offers. I've been in the rock concerts. I've smoked the marijuana. I've shot the drugs. I've listened to the rock and roll. I've experienced all the devil wants to dish out to people. And I can tell you, it doesn't hold a candle to 1 second in the presence of God. Hallelujah! And we could just get into His presence and we'd feel that touch. Everything would be all right. Hallelujah. I guess I'm just quite a bit hard-headed. And I just said, well, I'm going to build this house and I'm going to live here anyway. While I was building it, Lena was walking around the house, and the Lord was speaking to her. And the Lord was saying, you are never going to live in that house. You're never going to live in that house. I thought I could work things out. But I wanted to be too close to my mom and dad. But really, it can't happen. It couldn't happen. Well, Brother Rick, you're just a mama's boy. Yeah, I reckon I am. They just took care of you too long. Well, I reckon 38 years is long enough, isn't it? Living at home with Mom and Dad. Letting them support you and provide a shelter for you and all those things. Well, I was going to build my own house. Well, it's just too close. I still love my Mom and Dad. Don't hold nothing against them. But we can't live there. Well, my wife had to endure all that. I told her several times, I said, we're going to live here. I said, this is my place. My name is on the wheel. Is it the wheel? And we're going to live here whether you want to or not. Well, I had to learn how to treat my wife good. So she suffered a lot. And And we should have already been in the Ukraine, but we're delayed because of my hard-headedness, bullheadedness. We're going to do this whether you like it or anybody else likes it or not. Well, we got the house dried in, and we're not going to be able to live there. So I asked my dad, I talked to my dad, and I said, we're not going to be able to live here. I said, you know that, we know that. He said, I know that. I said, what about this place here? And he said, well, I said, I'll pay off the loan, and we'll finish it and make a guest house out of it. Y'all can go find you a place to live somewhere. So I'm thankful for that. Thankful that he paid off the loan. But I'm sorry that I wasted a lot of time. Well, I asked my wife to forgive me. She forgave me. Isn't it good when your wife forgives you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm learning how to be a husband. And soon a daddy. Hallelujah. You know, before I got married, I came out of the Baptist church, and Brother Jim Gillis introduced me to Brother John David Long down there, and they introduced me to the fellowship, and I started traveling. Got a lot of good advice, and folks told me, they said, Brother Rick, your ministry is be a lot better if you got married, had some children. You'd do better. People would accept you better. And that hurt my feelings. Well, I wasn't married at the time, didn't have any prospects. Brother Rick, you're getting old. You're just going to have to marry whoever will take you. I'll tell you what, a lot of good advice. Hallelujah. And I thought to myself, well, I've been praying a long time. But I felt like that the Lord was going to give me a wife that would be beyond my hopes and dreams and wishes. And he did. I didn't know she was going to come from the Ukraine. I didn't know it was going to be so difficult trying to get all things worked out with immigration. But learning to live by faith, I just learned to trust the Lord. And if it's God's will, the Lord will just turn those keys and open those doors, and He'll work things out. And in our minds, we look at things and we say, those things are impossible. Those things can never be. That'll never happen. That's what people told us. And the Lord just worked it through just as smooth as He could. Hallelujah. So I got married. And now we're going to have a baby. And not too long ago, somewhere in the good old U.S. of A., I got some more advice. Brother Rick, you got a wife and you're going to have a baby pretty soon. You're going to have to settle down. You're going to have to go off the road. I've had a lot of people offer me jobs, good paying jobs. Your ministry's over, Brother Rick, since you got married. You're tied down now. Can you believe that? You ain't going to do no good unless you get married. And now that I'm married, they're saying you can't do nothing now. I like a challenge, don't you? I like to see the Lord work, don't you? Well, how are you going to tote a wife and a baby halfway around the world and do mission work and all that kind of thing? I see babies all the time on airplanes. I've seen several on airplanes going over to Europe. Why can't my wife and baby fly on a plane just like theirs did? And I reckon those folks wasn't even saved. They probably didn't even have God helping them. And if the Lord says go, which He has said, and we are going, aren't you concerned about the alignment between Russia and Belarusia and going to line up with Yugoslavia and the Slavic people and the Ukraine and all that? Aren't you going to, well, you better just cancel your trip, Brother Rick. There's war over there. The kingdom of God's going to shut down because there's a war somewhere. There's wars in Africa. There's wars all over this world. We're going to shut the ministry down because there's a war somewhere? I'm up for the challenge. Hallelujah. What if you call the ticket agent and they say, we can't fly in there? I'm going to say, where can you fly us? Finland? Poland? Somewhere over there?
Yeah.
And we can get on a train from there.
Sure.
There's a lot of ways to get in.
That's the
gospel. Hallelujah. With the blessing of the Lord, we could get over there and buy us a car. Drive in there.
Sure.
Hallelujah. We're going. Thank you, Lord. My wife needs to see her family. If she doesn't get to see him, she's going to kill me, so I better take her over there. Hallelujah. Well, she's not going to kill me, but we going.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm up for the challenge. I'm up to seeing what the Lord can do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I like to see the Lord work. I like to see the Lord move. I like to see the Lord take a seemingly impossible situation and just put His hand on that thing and just switch it and just open the door right up. Hallelujah. Isn't that the God that we're serving? Isn't that the God that we read about in the Bible? If He worked for them, why can't He work for us? If He's called us to do something, then we just best get to doing it. Hallelujah. And don't get delayed. Don't get bogged down like Abraham did when he was in Haran. Haran means to be bogged down, stuck in the mud. Did you ever look at a map of the old world there and see where Haran was between Ur and Canaan? It's quite a ways to the north and to the west. But Canaan was just about due east. Well, they wanted to follow the Euphrates River there. Follow the river. There the water was. And, you know, and they was going to get up there. Okay. Let them get up there and take a switch and come on down. Well, they got stuck up there. They got bogged down. And one of the reasons was family reasons. We've been bogged down. It's my fault. Don't blame Lena. It's my fault. Well, did you do anything, Brother Rick? Yes, we went to churches and we preached and we evangelized and we've been working for the Lord, but we've been bogged down a little bit. But thank the Lord, He got a hold of my heart and pulled me out of the mud. Hallelujah. Took a pretty big John Deere tractor to pull me out, but I got pulled out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it's full steam ahead in the will of God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that the Lord helps us to go. So we're going to go. I forwarded my passport and I'm supposed to get my visa this week, and it's going to be coming here and just hopefully tomorrow or Friday. And so I'll see what kind of visa I got, and we'll buy our tickets, and we'll go. Hallelujah. And thank you for helping us go. Thank you, Lord. Only thing that's been lost is a little bit of time. I don't want to lose no more time. I want to take advantage. Take advantage of the time that we've got. Can you see the world and the shape that it's in? It looks pretty bad. But if we take a look at where we are, it looks to me like we're on the very threshold of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord let us be alive when all these things took place? Thank you, Lord. Oh, back in the old dispensations, they saw a part. They had a part of the working of God and could see God. And even those disciples, those very students that walked with Jesus, they saw Him crucified. Then He went away. They didn't have a fulfillment. But I believe we're on the verge of seeing the fulfillment and the culmination of all things. Hallelujah. Evidence is all around us. I'm not setting any dates. I can just see the signs. The signs of the times all around us. Are we ready? Have we made our preparation? There's going to be a banquet up there. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to the surprise birthday party this weekend. I know there's going to be a lot of good things to eat and a lot of good fellowship. But what about over there? Hallelujah. It'll be worth it, won't it? One moment in heaven will be worth it all. Just one second in the glory world. Won't it be worth it? Won't it be worth the suffering that we went through? Won't it be worth the trials and the tribulation and the problem and the heartaches and the letdowns and the depression and all the other things that we experience in life and the loved ones that have gone before us? Won't it be worth it all? Won't it be worth it all? Well, where are you going to live, Brother Rick? Well, we got an apartment over in Ukraine. We got a place to live somewhere on this earth. Hallelujah. And Lynn's mom and dad have a big apartment and have a place in the country. And we're going to be traveling and evangelizing. Thank the Lord. But we need to find a place here in the USA, if the Lord tarries. We're just going to let the Lord help us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many miles did you say, brothers, on that Suburban? 242,000. Hallelujah. Lord's taking care of that vehicle, isn't He? Lord's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for us. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you feel the Lord has helped us here this evening? Thank you. Well, let's stand tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Won't it be worth it all? Won't it be worth it all when we get there? Hallelujah. There are many that have prayed tonight, but perhaps you let your opportunity go by. You still have another chance. Right. You just take this opportunity and make your way down to these altars. Right. And talk to God. Amen. He'll help you. Come on, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to help us if we'll let Him. Well, take much to let the Lord help you. He wants to. He's ready to. Thank you, Lord. Well, Brother Rick, how you gonna have a baby? Well, have people been having babies for thousands of years? We don't have any insurance. Called the insurance agent, and they said, well, your wife can't get pregnant for so many years, or you can't draw any maternity benefits anyhow. Some folks said, well, just get Medicaid. Well, when we come over here, I didn't know what all was entailed in it, but I signed a contract saying we wouldn't take any public aid. That was part of them letting Lena come over here. Well, how's it going to work, Brother Rick? Well, how'd it work for Mary and Joseph? Hallelujah. If we're in the Ukraine when we have the baby, they got socialized medicine there. It won't cost us a dime. If we're over here, the Lord will work it out for us. That's what it means to live by faith. You need to live by faith too. Praise Jesus.